As I mentioned a little earlier, news just in that Graham Dwyer can move ahead with his appeal against his conviction for the murder of Elaine O'Hara in 2012 after the state consented to a dismissal of its appeal against a mobile phone data ruling in his favour. Now, Mary Carolyn is legal affairs correspondent with the Irish Times and she joins us now. Mary, thank you very much for taking our call. Will you just explain to us what has happened this morning and why it's significant?
Well, Claire, what happened this morning has been predicted for a long time. Essentially, the state had run out of road in its appeal against the phone metadata ruling that the High Court made in 2018 in favour of Graham Dwyer. And the High Court essentially found that the 2011 law under which Gardaí used material from phones in its prosecution breached European law because it allowed for the general retention of data without necessary safeguards or independent oversight. The state appealed the phone ruling to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court sent legal issues to the European Court of Justice. And last month, the European Court of Justice essentially agreed with the High Court. So really, the Supreme Court was left with very little room to manoeuvre, and that was recognised by the state, and it culminated in the state asking the Supreme Court today to make formal orders dismissing the appeal and essentially affirming the 2018 ruling by the High Court.
So what happens next now? This leaves the road open to what?
It leaves the road open. Well, Dwyer obviously always had a right of appeal against his conviction, but he took the High Court case because a lot of the evidence for his conviction of Elaine O'Hara rested on phone metadata. It wasn't the only evidence, but it was a substantial part of the prosecution case. So when he won in the High Court, his lawyers were obviously awaiting the outcome of the appeal against that. Now we know the outcome of that appeal. The appeal is dismissed. It's the ruling stands in his favour, and he can apply now for a hearing date before the Court of Appeal to hear his criminal appeal, and his lawyers are expected to seek an early date now.
Okay, and the court will decide on that and ultimately would expect set a date. Mary, thank you for joining us. Mary Carolyn there, legal affairs correspondent with the Irish Times. Now, Dervla McTiernan is an author, a best-selling author. In fact, she's top of the book charts in Australia with her new book, The Murder Rule, and she's here. She'll be joining us after this break.
Today with Claire Byrne. Listen back on the RTE Radio Player app.